So as you clearly understood, the challenge of being deemed a professional under the general employment policy is that if you are a university graduate, you need to have 2 years post-graduation working experience in a managerial or supervisor capacity. And you've clearly fallen sort of victim to the technical nature of that requirement on your previous applications. And so your question is quite valid in as much as, well, given that you've now spent a year away, how is that going to be imparted to your application? And given that your prior 1 year working experience wasn't directly related to your major, how's that going to be taken into consideration when you make your next application to the Immigration Department? So essentially what the Immigration Department are looking for is to ensure that you have the requisite sort of personal skill set and education such that you can add value to Hong Kong in the context of the job offer that you've received. In the context of you being now an intercompany transferee, how is that going to impact on the Immigration Department's determination of your professionalism for the purposes of the policy, all things considered, given that you've now got a full 2 years under your belt? Well, remember that the test itself calls for you to be a professional on the one hand, where you're now qualifying, of course. But on the other, essentially, there needs to be nobody local who can uptake that work as well. So you need to keep half an eye on that dimension to the approvability test, and don't focus purely on the idea that, well, because you've got the two-year experience under your belt now, that you're, in a sense, an automatic shoo-in. So I'll just park the question of whether or not a local person can reasonably be expected to uptake that work, because they haven't given me the information for me to make any sort of or draw any informed conclusions as to your likelihood of it impacting. But I will speak to, you know, the question of how the experience that you gained whilst you were not working for this business in China and it was not related to your major. Principally, the Immigration Department are not so specifically interested in that, unless it's a marginal application where you're suggesting that your experience in question will directly impact on your ability to do the job in Hong Kong, even though that experience was not gleaned in the area of your university major. The Department are looking for the sort of picture, if you will. They're looking to see that you've got something that's clearly going to add value to Hong Kong and that nobody locally can uptake. So I would suggest that you don't worry too much about the fact that your 1 year of your prior experience was in a field that didn't relate specifically to what you studied at university. Assuming that that experience and what you studied at university isn't mission critical to the work that you're doing right now, you could more than likely rest on the laurels that you were working in a managerial or supervisory capacity during that 1 year and not be too concerned about the nature of the work and how it impacts on your proposed role in Hong Kong, unless, of course, the proposed role in Hong Kong clearly requires you to have a certain level of expertise that you would have been expected to acquire during the full 2 years of your post-graduation working experience. So think of it through that prism. And then finally, again, you need to understand that having been shipped off to China because you couldn't get an employment visa in Hong Kong and then working in China for a minimum of 12 months and then seeking to come back to Hong Kong as an intercompany transferee in those circumstances, it doesn't automatically follow that just because your application has got the moniker intercompany transferee on it that it will get approved. Once again, you need to look to the nature of the role, you need to look to the kind of people who have been engaged locally in and around that role to determine whether or not somebody locally might be otherwise expected to take up that position, because it's the type of work that, you know, a local person can be expected to do. And then also will be the value of the emolument, because if you're coming in as an intercompany transferee now with 2 years post-graduation working experience that's acceptable to the Immigration Department, under your belt, as it were, if what they are proposing to pay you would fall below the line as to what would be deemed to be broadly commensurate with market rates, then you might get a refusal on that basis as well. So I'm answering your question in a very roundabout fashion, and I need to do that because it isn't a clear get to 2 years and you're home free. There are other dynamics in play when you are making an application for an employment visa, particularly if you've had an application for the same job denied previously once before. Then Immigration Department are going to look sort of more broadly around all the factors to determine now that you've got the necessary minimum criteria for qualification as a professional, whether in fact it's in Hong Kong's interest to allow you in those circumstances to come to take up employment here. So I realise that I've talked a lot around the houses here, but there are other issues that present themselves in an application where you've got essentially the basic conditions for qualification as a professional in play as you have, and without really understanding the full picture, it's difficult for me to give you a definitive yay or a nay as to whether or not you'll get a positive result. Okay, I hope you did find that useful.